Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with Mum and she's done all the cooking.
Again.
But you seem relatively relaxed, considering you've put a lot of effort into today.
Because it's my Monday off, so I haven't had to combine two or three jobs at the same time.
Isn't this called early retirement?
No, darling.
No, not early retirement.
Do you think
70.
I'm retired? I've never worked so hard in my life, is darling.
So, what's on the menu?
Well, I got very excited about cooking whole fish.
Why did you get so excited?
I don't know, because it's kind of barbecue season. And I thought it would be really nice on the barbecue, but it's raining, so I'm not barbecuing. So I'm putting it in the oven. I got some sea bream from Wonderful Upper Scale.
Why was there a situation where you were texting saying, I can't respond, I'm speaking to Alex about 5 sea breams in the fridge?
Oh, he said they smell. He doesn't like seeing fish in
not
the fridge.
Not your son, the Dr. Alex, the dreamiest person in the world. He's a fussy fish eater.
Yeah, he doesn't like anything with bones. And he said it smelt of fish, which it didn't smell because it was absolutely fresh, but it was fish.
So what are you doing with it?
So I'm baking it in the oven and I've stuffed each fish with dill and lemon and olive oil and pepper and salt. I've also made a bulgur wheat and mushroom and feta.
Which is not inspired, it's copied from my sister.
Well, it's half your sister and half Ottolenghi.
Hon, you've mixed two dishes together.
Darling, I'm very creative.
It's a bit fusion.
A bit of fusion.
Okay.
And then I've made these carrots that come from the Bevel cookbook, which are cooked with orange blossom oil. And then they had a load of vinegars that I'd never, ever heard of.
Like what?
A white balsamic.
White balsamic.
Well, I've not got it. Well, you should have cooked it then, shouldn't you? And champagne vinegar, which I don't have. Do you?
No.
Well, you've missed one out, Jess.
So did you get it?
No. Just did it with white wine vinegar. What's the difference?
Well, white balsamic's kind of slightly sweet and syrupy. Yeah.
Well, instead of that, I did cider vinegar and maybe I'll put a bit of ordinary balsamic in as well. It's a bit brown, isn't it?
Like, it's got less of a tang, white balsamic?
It might make it sweeter, though, because the yoghurt, because there's a lemon yoghurt dip. They kept on talking about Meyer lemons. Have you ever heard of a Meyer lemon?
Well, only because I like that washing stuff.
Yeah, me too. I thought maybe, but it's M-E-Y-E-R. Yeah. I said Meyer lemons or Meyer lemon
juice. Is it an American thing?
Yeah, it must be. Well, you can't get it here. I've never seen a Meyer
Are they
lemon.
Just unwaxed lemons or something?
I don't know what they are. Anyway, afterwards, I've made what I thought was called banoffee pie.
It's a bit like calling...
Someone
Primark,
just told
Primark.
Me, our lovely Alice has told me it's banoffee, banana and either coffee or toffee.
Coffee. You don't put coffee in it.
I do, in the cream. Yeah, I've always put coffee in the cream.
I forgot how much I love banoffee pie.
Well, I thought if I told you I was making it, you'd say, don't make a fattening dessert, Mum. So I made it without you even seeing.
Well, I'm really thrilled, to be honest. Yeah. So thanks.
So, yeah, so that's done.
So the guest that we have on is Mabel.
Well, I'm really excited. What was her famous?
Don't call me up.
Oh, I love that one. I hope she doesn't come in a leotard, though.
Why?
Because she normally wears one on
I'd
stage.
I'd like to see her in a leotard, thank you very much.
She's very beautiful.
She's very sweet. I've known her for years.
Have you?
Yeah. I remember first meeting her, I think, when we were watching Frank Ocean at Love Box years ago. And I was like, you. And she said, you. And I really love her. I love her manager, Rada. Who I've known for ages too.
She's coming.
Rada opened up for me when I've done gigs before. She's an amazing DJ as well as an outstanding manager. And we've had obviously Mabel's mother on before.
Who is a bit of a cook.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what I'd made for Naina Cherry, but I remember thinking it was very delicious. Do you remember it was a fish dish? Jessie, you're good at this usually. It was fish and I did it in a sauce that was delicious. And I can't remember what I did.
Go back to the episode, Mum.
I think I'll have to go back and see what I made.
So Mabel has won Best Female at the Brits. She
got new music out.
She's had a record out already. She's got a new single out with Jack Jones and Galantis called Good Luck. And she's just a very lovely person. So we are very excited to have Mabel over for a spot of dinner on this summer's eve. Yeah, I know, you have made a real effort.
Yeah.
The gorgeous Mabel coming up on Table Manners. Mabel, finally we have you in Mum's kitchen. It is so good to have you. Thank you so much for doing this.
This is an honour.
Mum has tried to make you have a glass of wine three times. You have really firmly said no. You're on fizzy and elderflower.
I know.
Tell everybody what you're doing tomorrow.
I have a very long day. I'm shooting a video, which is fun, but it's nerve-wracking, you know, early call times.
Self-conscious when you're like, oh God, you got to like do sexy dancing or something, whatever, on camera, and then it's
I haven't
like,
been
you know.
To the gym in a really long time. In a really, really long time.
Do you have
time.
To dance tomorrow?
Do you know what? It's the first video in years where I'm actually not doing choreography.
Is that quite nice?
It is quite nice. I mean, I love it because I grew up watching all those music videos with the like dancing and the all of that stuff. But yeah, it definitely takes one thing off the list of worries. Shooting videos.
What will you be ordering in for food on shoot day? Because I feel like calories don't count on those days.
They don't
like,
count.
It's like
being
like up
airports,
in the air.
And exactly. Airplanes. It really doesn't count. Yeah.
Are you on a location?
Oh, yes, we're on location. Yes, we're shooting in a house which looks like very suburban. Sort of like Euphoria. I don't know if Mum's seen Euphoria.
No.
I don't.
Should it might be a bit intense.
No,
for you,
I don't think you should.
Yeah, no, okay. Maybe you shouldn't. Yeah.
Do you love it?
I love it.
I love it.
My mum was just like, she understood
did
that
it
was great,
out?
But she just couldn't. Like, she can't with anything. I mean, for her, like, Finding Nemo was too emotional for her to watch.
Speaking of which, your mother has called you twice in the cab, you said.
Yeah, and I left her 45 minutes ago.
What was she calling you about?
She called me once. Because I didn't pick up, because I was, I hate being this person, but because I was meditating in the car on the way here.
No, that's fair enough.
So, Mum, I turned my phone off.
You needed a bit of meditation before coming.
Wine or meditation?
the best kind. And then she obviously panic called me again. And she, when I picked up the phone, she was like, I know I'm being really annoying. I just wanted to make sure that you were okay. Because I think when I was leaving the house, I was like, I'm always running a few minutes late, and I was like stressed, and like I didn't say goodbye to her properly, and she always does this thing.
Do you live with
her? Well, funny story. I was living with her for about a year because my house was under construction, and hadn't spent a lot of time with my parents in years. I think the first time I moved out, I was like 15, and then I lived with them again when I was 18. But then I got my own place. And then I'm traveling loads and, you know, didn't see my family properly. And then lockdown happened and there we all were, all of us in this tiny house in West London. And I thought I was going to hate it and really
loved it.
And now, you know, like Mum comes to video shoots and Mum comes to all my shows and like, and it's just having family there. Somebody that's literally just going to be that like, have you eaten? Have you like, you know, just.
I might ring her up and suggest a podcast together.
Listen, she'd love that. Stage moms.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say like, I mean, yeah, so lockdown, you moved in together.
Yeah.
Are there any really memorable food moments from that time? Because I know that like when your mum was on the podcast,
she talked about communal
cooking. She loves having people in and cooking for them.
And she had her best mate, Andy Oliver.
Andy Oliver, yeah, my godmother. And my mum always says the only person she can cook with other than Andy, where we don't have to talk and we just do things like very like telepathically, just finish off things for each other, is with me.
So are you a good cook?
I am a good cook. I'd say I'm a good cook, yeah.
So like what was being cooked up in lockdown, or what's been cooked up whilst they've moved into your new place?
Okay, so last night, what did we make? We had lamb chops, and I made these like smashed potatoes.
Oh, I love smashed.
Yeah, with parmesan. Ooh. And like I made a gremolata. So I tossed them in that and then put all of it in the oven. So like the cheese melted and like really good.
Was it a recipe or did you think of it?
It's just something that I just was like, love gremolata, love cheese.
Rada, I think you need to do a cookbook for Mabel next. Rada manages in the other room. I think this is where we're going, baby.
This is where we're going.
She'll hear it.
And then what did you serve it with?
What did we make? I made asparagus and just a green salad. Mint sauce. I made a garlic butter for the lamb because I love garlic
butter. Maybe you're a real chef.
On everything. Oh my God, do you know what? Maybe I am. I'll take that. Maybe
I love that. That's just a Sunday kind of
afternoon. That was just like a Sunday.
So how many people were you cooking for?
Me, my mum, my dad, my brother who eats enough for about four people, my boyfriend, and my stylist because she was doing a fitting and I feel like it's rude for people to come to my house for work without feeding them.
We have all of that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, please stay, eat. And then I made a crumble because every single day my dad goes, what's for pudding?
Are you not a pudding person?
I don't care as much. I am obsessed with salt. Like I have an addiction to salt. Like I literally am just like sea salt, like Maldon sea salt. Ooh, I love it. In fact, I put sea salt in my apple crumble. And people are always like, this is the best. And I'm always like, it's the salt.
That's a great, yeah.
I think salt brings out flavour and everything.
Yeah. It's the best. So I don't really care about pudding.
But my dad, pudding though? What crumble was it?
I made apple crumble. Then I had some raspberries in the fridge that kind of needed to go.
Shoved them in.
So I was like, let me put
them in. That's always the best when you shove everything in.
That lockdown really taught me that. Just being like, because I just feel like everything was so uncertain. And I'm a control freak. So the first thing I did when I moved into my mum's house was I made an inventory of every single food item that we had and what date they were going to expire.
That's amazing.
So that nothing would go to waste.
Babe, this could also be another avenue. It's a side hustle book. From...
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're like Marie Kondo, but for food.
But for food, I was just like, everything has to get eaten. And like, we're a big family and people are always buying food. And sometimes like I get stressed like when things go off in the fridge or like... sell by dates or like do you know what I mean, like best before I'll be a bit like, oh, it's fine, like let's just eat
and
it
because... and it's usually fine, right?
It's actually usually fine. I'm like, only that one time. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I made like an inventory and then just like tried to make up as many different things as possible with the food that
what
we had.
What worked? What's a memorable one that worked or maybe one that didn't work?
Oh, okay. I made a lasagna but we had no tinned tomatoes, so I was like, I'll make a white lasagna.
Yeah.
So what's a white lasagna?
So just like no bechamel sauce, no tomatoes. So
but did you have mincemeat in or was it vegetables?
No, I made it with asparagus.
Oh, nice.
And broccolini.
Oh, yum.
And it was really good.
That sounds better than having tomatoes. It wouldn't have gone.
Right. Yeah. And everybody talks about it and they're always like, can you make that lasagna? And I'm like, I actually can't because I wouldn't know how to do it again. What didn't work? We tried like some TikTok recipes. Like,
I didn't even know recipes were. Oh, yeah. How did they get them in 15 seconds?
Oh, it's a lot of skill. I've tried and I think I put a banana bread on there and forgot to add the bananas in the recipe. And I was getting so much shade for it. And I was just like, you know, I'm never cooking on TikTok again. but yeah, I think we made some kind of like TikTok cookie recipe that was like supposed to be like vegan and like healthy. And like,
it was shit.
It was so terrible. I just was like, do you know what? It's like free from everything. It's just free from fun.
Have the sugar, have the bloody butter.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, love butter.
So you've travelled everywhere because you're bloody... There's a bird that sounds like an alarm.
That's a black bird. Well, it's in distress.
Oh, he's in distress.
Yeah. How do you know he's in distress?
It's like
the
bloody...
He either fancies someone or he's in distress.
Can he make his mind up?
All the same to me.
I know, it is quite loud. But also they copy sounds that they've heard. So they copy these synthesized sounds. Yeah.
Well, how have you found this out?
Are you a bird watcher?
No, I'm not.
So actually, he's copying your fire alarm that goes
probably.
Off.
Probably.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
So you've been around the world. You are a queen of the airways. You are a pop star, an international pop star. Where's some of your favourite places to eat?
New York.
Yeah.
I have my places that I go to.
Come
in New York.
Come on, give me the spot.
Okay, where do I go? Love a salt beef sandwich and a...
Where do you go for your salt beef sandwich?
Do you know what? We used to go to Katz's, but it's
so
kind of...
So miserable there.
But it's just like so busy now that... But do you know what? I'll still go there sometimes. I would never eat in now, but I'll get like a quarter sandwich and a pickle.
Mabel, do you think you're a little bit Jewish?
Do you know what? I think I might be.
Yeah.
Because salt beef is honestly... It's the best thing on earth. It's the best.
I know.
It's the best. It's so comforting and just like...
I could have cooked that for you if you'd said.
No, do you know what? I would have cried, but I'm going to come back. I'm coming back.
Come back.
I'm coming back. Yeah, definitely. What else do I love in New York?
So where'd you go for it now?
Ooh, do you know what? The other day... We always used to go in St. John's Wood.
Panzers.
Yes.
Oh, the best.
When I was a kid, that's where I'd go with my dad. I would go because I went to school in West Hampstead and sometimes, yeah, he would drive me there after school and we'd get them and then we'd have to lie to mum and say that we hadn't had them.
Do you spend a lot of time in New York because your mum obviously lived in New York?
My mum grew up there. So
how fun. You've got New York, you've got Sweden.
So good.
Like where I mean, in Sweden? Stockholm?
Stockholm, yeah. Which, you know. Is
your mum Swedish?
My mum's Swedish, Sierra Leonean. Yeah, Swedish West African.
Oh, right. So, yeah. So you're used to Swedish food?
I am used to Swedish food. Actually, like, really miss it when I'm here.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we call it husmanskost, which is, like, the exact direct translation would be, like, house man food.
And what does that entail?
It's just, like, potatoes, mashed potatoes, meatballs, gravy, pickles. We have a lot of like pickled onions, pickled. I don't like the pickled fish, but lots of people like that.
Yeah.
And then like just everything you could do with a potato, like very Swedish to just like boil them, put butter on them, dill and salt. Love. Absolutely love.
Yeah, actually, well, do you want to tell Mabel what you've made today? Because dill is...
I've made awesome. Fish. I've made sea bream, whole sea bream. Which I hope they're nice. I'm baking them in the oven with lemon and dill.
Love that.
I hope so.
Actually got a little Swedish tinge to it.
That could be very Swedish.
I'm doing bulgur wheat with mushrooms. Ooh. And that's got dill and feta.
There you go. Wow, that's nice.
And then I've done some carrots, which we tasted. My daughter, my other daughter, who I thought could never cook, actually, she came up trumps.
Yeah. Don't look at me like she's better than me. I'm still, I think, reigning.
Well... Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, so we've just been in Los Angeles and she lives there. So it's from a cookbook called Bevel, which is a restaurant there.
Oh, amazing.
Middle Eastern. So I've made these. They're done in orange water and God knows what.
So it's all quite light. You're not going to feel shitty tomorrow.
That's great. See, that's exactly what I need.
There is a pudding, though.
Oh, I'll eat the pudding. Don't worry.
It's a banoffee pie.
Oh, that's my favourite pudding.
Really?
That's my favourite pudding.
I knew it. It came to me.
No, that's my favourite pudding. Honestly.
You don't see it enough everywhere, do you?
No. I went through so many years, like, to be completely honest, of just, like, depriving myself of anything I wanted because you gain 1 pound and literally people are like, are you okay? Like, you've gained weight, you're fat.
So, you deny yourself.
I just was like, no, like, I'm not.
You don't need to deny yourself anything. You're gorgeous.
Well, I just kind of got to a point where I was so exhausted of, like, food diaries and weird, like, diets and, like, I just was like... I'm actually gonna eat some things that I enjoy, and turns out it makes me really happy. And I don't actually care.
It doesn't really make a difference.
And that's also not what I do. I make music.
I know.
And so if my body changes,
do you write all your own music?
I do.
Can you play an instrument?
I play piano.
Oh wow!
And your sister,
yes,
is pretty amazing too.
She's so talented. I mean, she's the reason. Tyson's the reason that I sing, really, because. She needed like backup dancers and backup singers when we were kids and you know, for all her shows that she would do in our living room. So obviously she'd be like, you stand there, do this. And yeah, she was the first person that like my first memory of singing is probably like her teaching me harmonies so that we could sing together. And I was like, and whatever she listened to, I listened to.
What were you listening to?
Like all the like noughties, 90s R&B, like... Yeah. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls, Aaliyah, Missy Elliott, TLC, Britney, all the good stuff.
Yeah. So we ask all our guests before we get down to eating because...
I'm going to cook it. I'm going to do something.
No, what else do you need to do?
I've got to do the bulgur wheat and everything.
That went in at like 8 minutes past.
I know, and it's 19:30. It's fine.
Okay.
We're on track.
Fine. We ask all our guests what their last supper would be. Mm. So you have a starter, a main, a pud, drink of choice.
Ooh.
You can mull it over whilst we talk about other things because I don't want to lay that on you unless you've got the answers.
I feel like I probably have the answers.
I want to hear more about your food, like your cooking.
About the boyfriend, can he cook? And was he with you in lockdown?
No, he wasn't. I met him after lockdown. But the first, I'm such a control freak in the kitchen that I never let him cook for me. I always cook for us.
And then I complain. Does he mind
that? No, he loves it because I'm a great cook. But he's always like, let me cook for you. And I'm just like,
what have you allowed him to cook?
The first thing he made for me, and this is over a year into our relationship, was literally yesterday in the new house. He made scrambled eggs.
Were they any good?
They were really good. And I'm like, eggs are like, do you know what I mean?
You've got to have the touch for scrambled eggs.
You really do. And they were like, he'd obviously got good, like, organic eggs. They were nice and like orange and like, they weren't like runny, but they weren't dry because I hate that.
No, I mean, yeah.
Oh, can't deal. Yeah, really good.
Good job.
What did he serve it on?
We had some sourdough bread and lovely. I think he put, there might have been some Parmesan in there. Maybe. And then there was like parsley and I was like, oh, okay.
Hang on. Have you taught him things?
I think maybe he just knows. Like, I think he knows because I'm like all about adding that little like extra and like presentation and like, yeah, all about like my herbs and spices. And like, I always ate like what my family were eating. We never had like kids meals or like, and I remember like going to kids' houses after school and being terrified by the like, just the bland chicken breast and some like things that you would get. And my mum's always like, I never cook a chicken breast, it's the driest bit of the chicken. Like, she's West African, so she's like all about like meaty like flavors.
Do a thigh.
Yeah, oh yeah, thigh. Love a
do
thigh.
You know, you used to always be able to buy chicken breasts on the bone.
On the bone, yeah, that's the thing. You can't.
They're all off.
Exactly, yeah. That's different.
But hang on, you said the only food requirement that we got from you is that you don't like chicken.
It's not that I don't like chicken.
You don't like when people cook it better.
No, I had a salmonella. I got salmonella from chicken.
Oh, man.
And for years, I don't know because it's been like 6 or 7 years now, but literally for 2 or 3 years, every time even something had like been near it, I would get sick, like violently ill for like 7 hours. And with chicken in my family, it's like a big thing. Yeah. Like my granddad, he's from Sierra Leone, and he would literally like barbecue chicken outside in Sweden when it was like below 10 because it's just like it has to be grilled, like, and it's a big,
it has to be grilled, not in a sauce.
Yeah, no, unless, well, no, we make stews with them as well, but like stews mainly, like we do like groundnut stew in Sierra Leone, which is like peanut butter stew.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've made it once. It was so delicious.
So delicious.
I'm sure it's so fat.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, and then everything in Sierra Leone is like palm oil. So there's like, you have like a thick layer of oil. Like when I make jollof, like when I've learned
jollof rice, yeah, it's my favorite.
Sierra Leonean jollof is the best, but not lots of people.
You think it's better?
Who else came on here and said their jollof? Was it Reggie Yates said?
Yeah, Reggie.
Everybody's gonna say that's the best.
Is yours very bright orange, like neon?
Yeah, and we have our own, like, so you crush all
which
your
peppers,
spices,
which
spice, and, like,
which chilies
so,
do you use?
So I use Scotch bonnets.
You can't eat that.
I don't think I could ever eat
I use Scotch bonnets, and I use a lot of them, and then you mix it with like the Maggi, and like you make your own curry paste.
Where did you get Maggi from?
Like, I don't know, I get it from Carrow Road. Like, I don't know,
oh,
any
you get
kind
it
of
under the counter,
any
Maggi
kind of like
seasoning.
African, like West African. We have a good shop, like near my mum's house that I go to get all my like yam. We eat a lot of cassava, which is so good. And we figured out like a healthier way to make it is like cooking it in coconut oil.
Mm.
So you just like put it in the oven with coconut oil, loads of salt. So
cassava
good.
Chips are nice.
They are
those
nice.
Those in India, they're like crisps.
They're so good. They're really good. Love cassava.
What did your mum make you that was your very favourite thing when you were little?
My mum's the most amazing chef.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Probably like, stews are like such a memory, like, thing for me. Like, I can literally like smell them if I think about it enough. Like, my mum makes, I guess, like kind of a version of curry goat, but like maybe with a little more West African seasoning.
Mm.
And like, she seasons her meat the night before and then cooks it all day. Yeah. And like, just that smell in the house of coming home and knowing that there was like rice and peas and like soft plantain and curry. So good.
I mean, you went on tour with your mum a bit, didn't you, or not?
Yeah, all the time.
And so how did it work? Because obviously it sounds like she's such a homebody. And
yeah,
you
such
like
a homebody.
So I can imagine...
Jesse, do you want me to come on tour?
No, thank you.
Sure?
But
no.
But I wonder whether the kitchen at home became even more important because of that time away from the kitchen where
totally.
You can't... You know, I remember being on... it's just quite a good anecdote. I was in Ibiza and Iggy Azalea was singing before me or something. And we were talking about touring and food.
Yeah.
And she had a slow cooker on tour with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tried to encourage my group to do that, but actually the idea of me like doing a slow cook, like, you know, it was never going to fucking
happen.
It's
just not going to happen.
No. But yeah, did you feel like it? The home became so much more important because
of
that?
Yeah, so important.
And for you too, as a tour, you know, an artist.
Totally, so important. But my mum grew up, so her parents, they travelled a lot in a VW, just like very flower power vibes in the 70s. And they always just had like a hot plate and, you know, things to cook. So, yeah. And always like brought things to make everywhere home. And my mum's the same. She always has, like, she's always cooking when we're on tour. She cooked for me my whole last tour I was on.
She came on the tour with you?
And she cooked 3 meals a day for me.
Isn't Nana busy at May? She wants to come and do my fucking tour.
It was incredible.
Amazing.
And she knows all the, like, little tricks of, like, it's a lot of prep, but also just, like, I was like, Mum, I'm fine. Like, and also, I just want you here. It's not when she was like, no. Got to have good food. And like, and she literally came and was like my caterer and emotional support months.
Did it make it easier?
It made it so much easier. And when I'm nervous and stressed, my appetite really goes. And my mum's great at being like, here, I just made this little snack and like almost tricking me into eating things. Yeah, bless my mum. But I think actually my last supper would probably be like groundnut stew. The peanut really? Butter stew.
Just because it brings back that smell. Yeah. That the smell that kind of feels...
Oh my God, yeah. It's so good. When I tell people that we eat like peanut butter stew, they're like, no, what? And I'm like, but like satay. And my mum puts sweet potato and okra in it.
And is it with chicken?
With lamb. Or you can do it with lamb or with beef. Or you can actually just have it vegetarian with the sweet potato. Mm. And like, my dad doesn't eat meat anymore, which is very surprising. But
yeah. What a stop to meeting me.
It was really weird. Like when my mum met him, he'd been vegetarian for 13 years.
Right. And then she ruined that for him.
Well, he stayed very strong for a long time. And apparently they were in New York and my dad said, I want a salt beef sandwich. And he hadn't had meat in 13 years. And my mum was like, if you go to Katz's right now and you eat a whole salt beef sandwich, you're going to make yourself so ill.
Yeah.
And he ate the whole sandwich and he was fine. And he went back the next day and had another one.
Oh my God.
And then, literally like just loved it for years. That's my whole childhood. I can just remember him like steaks, like quite bloody and like, and now I don't know. He just doesn't eat it. And I was for like, you know, when I was going through my whole, like, I'm going to be healthy. And like, I didn't eat meat for like 3 years and then started again during lockdown because I was just like, when mum makes like a Sunday roast. Oh my God.
Is it heaven? But I like that version of a Sunday roast from yesterday, the lamb chops. It was a bit different.
We liked that. It was fresh and like
springtime summer vibes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because usually we do the roast potatoes and the Yorkshire puddings and like, I put so much gravy on my food. My mum's always like, your food is swimming.
Yeah, I love it.
So good.
Yeah, I love it. So, okay, so that's the main.
That's the main.
What about the starter?
Okay, my starter. Ooh, another Sierra Leonean thing that my family actually introduced me to, because I have some Sierra Leonean family that live here. Pajar, one of my uncles, makes these like green banana fritters, which are so good.
How do you make them?
I literally have no idea. And I feel like it's one of those things that like my family's slightly quite stush with their recipes. Because I'm always like, please, please, please. I had to figure out our jollof recipe.
They didn't give it to you? What,
no.
What's that about then?
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. I'm
have
like, but I'm in the
family. Jollof?
Yes. And very positive. And also my sister's boyfriend. So it's very political in our house. My sister's boyfriend's Ghanaian.
Oh,
my
okay.
boyfriend's Nigerian.
Okay.
And then my family's Sierra Leonean. So I even like put some in the freezer from the first batch I made, the second batch I made, and the third batch I made, so that post-lockdown...
This is like her inventory.
Literally.
Again. Okay, got
post-lockdown, my sister's boyfriend, when he was allowed to come over and visit us, I could defrost them and heat them up separately, and he could tell me that it had gotten better and that it was acceptable
Baby,
to
you
serve.
You had too much fucking time in your hands.
But it's way too
much. Oh my God,
time.
I love this.
But by batch number three, he was like, you've
Chef's
got gift. It. I would literally give this to my family.
Oh my
God. And that's like, it's very political because every country will tell you that their jollof is the best.
Have you met the boyfriends, your boyfriend's family?
I have. His mum is Nigerian and his dad is Jamaican.
What did you eat?
Okay, so the first time I met them, we went to an Italian restaurant.
Interesting.
Yes. Went for his birthday. And I was like trying to be like quite polite. Like my boyfriend's very like he likes food, but not in the way that I am with food. He sort of eats food to fuel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my whole life revolves around my next meal, right?
Yeah.
And he's very like, not that much fun to eat with, but I sort of force him to like go to
the fun places.
And,
yeah.
And I was thinking, oh God, his family's gonna be the same. And his mum is like him, but his sister and his dad are like me. And we all ordered the same thing. So we all had like lobster, spaghetti, and then tiramisu. And I was like, do you know what? Yes.
Oh, cool.
Very Swedish of me.
I thought that I thought that said like VO5 and she was about to put something on her hair, but she just shoved a snood.
A snus.
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 Up your...
very, very Swedish of me. Couldn't be more Swedish.
So you don't smoke?
I used to smoke. That was like, I don't even know when it started, but it started. And then I, you know, turns out it's highly addictive, guys.
How long have you been doing it for?
The snus.
The snus.
Was supposed to wean me off the smoking, which was only about a year. And I've been doing this for about two.
So tell people that don't know what snus is.
Oh, snus is like, I think it's a Scandinavian thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It definitely, like, I remember people doing it in Sweden. It's like nicotine pouches. These ones don't have tobacco in them, but you basically put them under your lip and then it goes into your bloodstream.
Can I smell it? Does it smell of anything?
Yeah.
It smells like minty.
If you put that in now,
you'd
pass out. No, you'd be fucking gone, honestly.
So like, do you shove it in and out? Can you use it again?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I try and figure out, like, in the morning, I have ones that are a bit weaker.
How many snuses are you on a day?
15 or 20.
Yeah. Is it bad for you?
I mean, it can't be good for you. I think it like fucks up your gums probably. But
how
I'm like,
gums?
It's not.
Well, you look very.
They feel fine. I mean, it has to be better than the smoking. I don't know, but I feel like as a vocalist, that's just like, I mean, my vocal coach was just like, nah.
Have you had
not.
Voice problems before?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you it's because when you were working like insane hours.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really supposed to. Like, as much when we're on promo tours and whatever, you're using it a mad amount and then flying. I kept thinking that I had COVID last year and all my PCRs would come back negative. And then I did loads of tests because I was just constantly tired and like really, really swollen throat and just like would even get a fever. And it turns out that I have like a strain of glandular fever that I've had for like over 2 years.
And it probably gets triggered every
time. So when I'm tired and I'm stressed, I get glandular fever.
So, hon.
And I still have it. I did a test the other day and it literally came back. I got my results this morning and it's like, no, it's still there.
Yeah. Oh, so then it means that you have to be like to the label or whatever. You'd be like, it can't be mental.
Literally, like, I'll message you on Wednesday because I bet you after tomorrow I'll feel ill.
Can I just ask you, how do you think I should do the fish?
I feel like, listen, Mabel.
I was like yes.
Mabel, like, right, Mabel so needs to tell you.
Love the dill on top. Love that. That looks gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Also, like, a very me-sized portion. I always cook as if there's an army coming round. But then the other day, I cooked, and it was just me and my boyfriend and my mum in the house. And by the time I finished, there was, like, 10 people. Yes, please, if you don't
mind.
Wow,
mother.
This looks amazing.
Mum, do I need to put dill on there? Maybe taking photos.
I am taking photos.
What, is that for reference or to send to mother?
Mum said, oh, I'm so jealous. What are you guys going
to
eat?
Because actually, we were trying to remember what we cooked for your mum. We did fish for her, but we can't remember what it was.
Delicious.
Had you heard about it on the Great British Menu, Mum? You should be a guest on the Great British Menu.
Oh, my God, that would be so fun. It would.
Andy can get you in.
Right? I would absolutely love that. I'm like... I'm very critical of my mum and Andy's cooking. I'm like,
are you? And do they accept it?
Yes, they definitely do. In fact, when I was really ill during, it wasn't during a lockdown, but I was in hospital and this must have been in 2020, like in between the lockdowns. And like, I my mum and Andy are always hanging out, and they were together, and they were like, how is it? Because they couldn't, nobody could come into the hospital. And I was like, no, I'm okay, I'm getting meds and whatever. I was just like, but the food is awful. So my mum and Andy went back to my mum's house and they cooked, and then came with it to the hospital, and the hospital were like, no, we can't bring it in because of COVID regulations and whatever, and somehow bullied them into taking the food. And yeah, it gave me like the best, they made me some kind of like hard food soup, like a Caribbean soup, and like, ooh, so good. Yeah.
Did it really help get better?
Yeah, it really did.
I love that.
Because food is really like, when I'm sick, I'm like, I just follow all my cravings. My mum learned how to make rice soup when we were in Thailand.
Ooh, what, like congee?
Like congee, yeah, but yeah, like congee. I think maybe they use more lemongrass.
When were you in Thailand for holiday?
We used to go to Thailand like every Christmas from when I was 4 until I was 8.
Whereabouts?
So we would stay like, I guess close to Koh Phangan, but literally just a tiny island that had one little very family. I literally can't remember. I'd have to ask mum.
Would you go back?
We haven't been in years, but my mum and dad got to know the guy that owned it really well, because like my dad's very like, he doesn't like flash places at all. Like the worst thing my dad can think of is like a 5-star resort. Like he just hates it. I just remember that the guy's name was Pong, and I thought that was hilarious as a 4-year-old. I was like, and he was the best guy, and they taught my mom how to make kind of, yeah, like Thai congee.
Because I'd never had congee when I was in Thailand, but maybe I was too kind of, the time when I was going, I was like 18, 19, and I was obsessed with pad Thai.
Well, we only ever had it for breakfast.
Right.
And I would have it every morning for breakfast.
You
it was
it.
Like,
is it salty?
I loved it. I loved it. And like we had like crickets and things as well. And I'm like always just like, my mum and dad always like, you have to try everything. And I just remember loving the crickets.
Were you
and,
were you always like that then? You were always kind of, because my children are not up. Help yourself, by the way, doll.
Thank you.
My kids are being so fussy. It's like, you know, they were on super noodles tonight, and it's just, I've lost the will to live.
I was never fussy because it was the one thing, my parents were very much like, you do, you know, whatever, you have to learn from your own mistakes. But the one thing my parents were really strict with was food, and that we'd be grateful for our food. And like, my mum and my dad both come from very humble beginnings. And you know, my mum, there were times when they were living in New York when, you know, she was literally having to find food off the street because they had no money. And so I think them being able to provide for us and appreciate food is so important to them that, like, should I just
help yourself, doll.
And literally, yeah, my mum, I remember once my siblings starting a food fight. And my mum just...
She lost her shit.
She just went absolutely sick on them. And, like, my mum never... They were never strict, but it was the one thing. Like, if you put things on your plate, you're going to eat it. And, like, with spice and flavours. And I'd be like, oh, I don't like that. Or, like, I'd see my friends being like, no, I don't eat this and I don't eat that. And sort of trying to, like, find my quirks. And my mum just being like, don't be silly. Like, you will eat it.
Thanks,
Sean.
Right. I hope this is all right. It's a bit of a... Trouble serving it up, I'm afraid.
It looks fabulous. Does it?
Lovely.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you grow up in West London?
Mm-hmm.
But did you grow up in Sweden at all?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time in Stockholm, like most of my teens. And then when I was younger, like, we would just live wherever my parents wanted to make music at the time until we were old enough to be like, I don't want to travel anymore.
And how old was that?
I must have been about 14 mm-hmm. or 15. The first time I kind of was like, I'm actually going to live with a friend and her family because I don't want to travel. My parents were like, yeah, cool. So yeah, we lived in New York. We spent a lot of time in Paris. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Paris. And obviously my mum's from Long Island City, New York. So like a lot of time in Queens, New York, and I love it there.
Back to your Last Supper. Did we get a starter? Did we get a starter?
We got the banana fritters. Food at festivals.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Do you ever? I know you have a rider and everything, mm-hmm. but do you ever eat food at festivals?
Festivals. What I usually do, I always eat a big meal before I leave the house, or like bring some kind of packed lunch, depending on when I have to leave. And I'm never hungry before my shows, and then post show I'm like ravenous. And
what happens? Pizza?
I'll eat anything. Like I'll always get somebody to get me something from catering, and sometimes catering can be great.
Yeah.
And sometimes if it's not, it's gonna have to be a McDonald's, guys.
What's your order on a McDonald's?
Two cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I understand that.
A large fries.
Yeah.
Like a jalapeno, you know, the little like jalapeno cheese.
I didn't even know they had jalapeno.
No, I didn't know. Well, how long have they been doing?
Oh yeah, those. And then in December for Christmas they do camembert dippers.
Wow, you're really
You're regular. You know a lot about.
It's my guilty pleasure. I love it. And then an apple pie. Love the McDonald's apple pie.
I love it.
It's so good.
How many times have you burnt your lips?
Do you know what? Yeah, I have no patience.
Molten.
Mm-hmm. It just like sticks on mm-hmm. them and then you can't get it off.
Mm-hmm. What is, so good though.
What even is that pastry that they
it's
use?
Just deep fried.
It's batter, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, it's batter.
It's just a deep fried apple
do
pie.
Do you think that festivals could do better with food?
Definitely. I think like...
So what do you think, what would be your favourite stall if you could reinvent a stall at Part Life this year?
Do you know what? Manchester. I think it's more about like when you're working and like... Do you know what I mean? Like says the person that just said she loves a McDonald's. Listen, we love a McDonald's. It's about the balance. But I feel like I just need like more than I feel like I'm usually given. Just like you get like your protein and like a little. It's just very like average.
Back to your Last Supper. We got the main.
Yeah.
We didn't get a starter.
I didn't hear
it. No, you did. The banana fritters.
The banana fritters.
For the starter. And my dessert would absolutely, genuinely be banoffee pudding.
There you see.
I don't think it... Yeah, like we were saying, it's not on many menus.
My nan loved it. My nan...
Did she make it?
Yeah, we used to make banoffee pudding all the time. My nan was blind. Bless her. But, like, there's some things that she made that honestly just, like... I mean, she was the most amazing woman. She was a physiotherapist and she was blind from when she was 5.
Which nan is this?
My dad's, yeah. So my dad grew up in Cockfosters.
He grew up with his mother being blind.
Blind, yeah. And she, she was blind from the age of 5, went into hospital with something and then the kid lying next to her had measles and she just woke up one day and she couldn't see.
See how dangerous measles are.
Literally. And yeah, she just woke up one day and was blind. And then Second World War started. She got sent out to Scotland. I mean, being blind.
Poor soul.
But she met my grandfather there and they ended up, you know, staying friends and then getting married. And then she was very adamant that she wanted a child and everybody was like, you're absolutely nuts. I mean, you're blind. But she never took no for an answer. She was a physiotherapist. She used to go from Cockfosters every day, get the bus to the tube and then get the tube to King's Cross. And I mean, she didn't have a guide dog for ages. She just used to do it by feeling the walls. And yeah, absolutely crazy. And she had my dad, and like they're very like traditional British. Like my dad can't eat like any kind of boiled vegetable because he has so much trauma from like overcooked boiled vegetables. I was also like, Dad, come on. I mean, she was blind, like, you know, let them. He was like, no, this is unacceptable. He won't eat green beans, anything, no cooked carrots, nothing.
When did she pass away?
She passed away when I was like 15. I mean, it literally, I've never felt like loss like that, really.
What an incredible woman.
I mean, she was the most incredible woman. She used to have me every Sunday. I used to get dropped off in Cock Foster's, and like, she would, you know, you'd look at the sweet cupboard and she'd be like, don't even think about it. Like, she just had a sixth sense of like, or I'd be looking at her and she'd be like, what are you staring at? And like, then there were just some like traditional things that she'd always make, like banoffee pies. She made the best Yorkshire puddings, and she always had like biscuits. And she did it all by like, by feeling. It was all by like, she'd put things in the cups and then she would touch it, and then lifting things also and knowing the weight.
Did your dad have to do a lot of, I presume, quite help her? I mean, she sounds like she was incredibly independent.
Yeah, no, my dad was nuts. I mean, literally, my grandmother wanted to have more children, but my dad was one of those kids that just was climbing everything. And like, I mean, he set his school on fire in his teens. Yeah, my dad was like, she was like, no more kids. I don't know how she did it with him as a toddler. Like, apparently he was just like nuts. So my dad's an only child, which also explains a lot. Shout outs to all of you. Never had to share anything. But yeah, he literally is just like, he's too much. So he didn't really help out until his father passed when he was 16. And then he was like, cool, I've got to get a job and I've got to provide. And yeah.
Should I get the
banoffee
pie?
Yeah, oh my God, please.
Banoffee. I call it banoffee.
Banoffee.
Alice told me it's banoffee.
Yeah, I don't think it's banoffee.
It's definitely not.
And what's
banoffee.
Your nan? What was your nan called?
Jean.
Oh,
darling, pass your plate.
Jean McVeigh. I still am very like adamant that my kids would keep my last name because my, it's only like girls, and I feel like my other sister will probably change her name.
So what's your last name?
McVeigh. I'm Mabel McVeigh.
It's a good name.
And I'm very like, my grandfather was, on my dad's side, was Scottish. So it's like a Scottish name, and I love it.
Mum, this is great.
It's gorgeous.
You've not tasted it yet.
Hold on.
No,
I'm trying
to
get a good photo of it, but it's not looking.
It's not looking what?
It looks fab.
Nice, Mum.
Does everybody want a bit?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. My dad would die.
Is he going to be at home? We can bring him a piece if you want. Should we bring him home a piece?
If I could bring my dad a piece of banoffee pie, he would literally...
Oh, we'll do it, absolutely.
Oh my God, it's his favourite thing to
eat. And he'll be near enough to go and get it tomorrow.
Oh, they'll be in my house when I get home. I'll assure you that.
Mum, this is great. I'm really into it. I'm really happy. And Mabel's dad's good. Do you think he'll like a little piece of this? We'll put it in the Tupperware.
Just a tiny little piece, he'll be so happy.
He's half up top there. Don't leave me with it.
No, Roger's not going to have any issue.
Can you taste the coffee in the cream?
Only a hint.
But it's perfect.
Very good. Yeah. Very good, Mother. So, banoffee pie, drink of choice. Are you a big drinker, Mabel?
I do like a drink, yes.
What's your drink?
Nice tequila on the rocks.
Oh, which tequila do you like?
I'm really into Casa Azul at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like a 1942.
That's a beautiful...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a Don Julio 1942.
Okay. But is that on the rider?
It's not, because you know what? I didn't drink for a whole year.
Why?
I took a year off because I went through, like, a personal thing, which I don't mind talking about, which is just, like, I just felt after the busiest year of my life, like, I completely lost myself personally. And, you know... I was like, we did the Brits and we did a tour. And I think after that, I was maybe going to make a little announcement of just like not being in the best place personally and just needing a grace period. And then lockdown happened and that was got time to myself and had time to just like remember things that I like. And I started riding horses again.
It's hard, you're very young.
And the social media thing for me had gotten too much, like people just scrutinizing.
Is that what was happening a lot?
Yeah, definitely. Like the way that I looked, I'd become completely obsessive about it. And I was just like, you know, going onto stage in complete and total utter fear because I would have seen one comment about something. And then you're going on stage already scared that people are going to say bad things. And then you're not performing to your best ability because... And then it becomes a catch-22 because people say terrible things and you're like, well, I kind of agree with you. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't a great performance. And yeah, it just became too much. And then I just was like, let me just do a year of like just trying to have my head as clear as possible, and started writing again, which has been, you know, really good.
And how are you feeling now?
Yeah, much, 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 much better. Honestly, I make sure you're I take so calm. Much more time for myself. Thank you.
Do you think it's a meditation?
I did do a meditation course, which is like you have to do it every day, twice a day.
TM?
Yeah. And it has been really helpful. I catastrophize a lot, and it's definitely helped me just like gain some clarity.
Well, it's a bit like CBT, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's managing to visualize things in a different way.
Definitely.
Do you ever sing karaoke?
I do.
What's your song? Are you a rock chick in your other life?
I did love Paramore and Avril Lavigne growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Paramore on stage with Billie Eilish?
Oh, really? Is that why they were played on Radio 1 yesterday, maybe? Oh, was it good?
So good, so epic.
Which song was it?
Do you know what? I've just seen little clips on YouTube and I've been like, I need to watch Harry Styles' full performance and I need to watch Billie Eilish.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. I need to. I really need to. So my karaoke...
At Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah. My karaoke song. I think that if you can sing, it's... You have to always choose something that's a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's true. Like, right.
Like, you have to sing slightly out of key slash shout.
So it's fun for everyone.
Or it's just not fun. Yeah. And even for us. Do you know, I overthink everything and I'm like, I have to just sing something that's like... So, like, Mariah Carey, maybe, like, Hero.
Love.
I'd sing, like, do you know what I mean? Or, like, a Whitney song. Just something that I'm just, like,
you
in a million years.
Rap?
No, but I think we did some... We did Bruno Mars and Cardi B, me and my manager, when we were in Tokyo.
Which song's that?
Diamonds on my wrist. The one where she's wearing like...
Okay.
Like they're like all like 80s. Okay. Finesse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think maybe I was Cardi B then, because Rada insisted that she be Bruno Mars.
I can understand that.
Yeah. She loves Bruno Mars. I mean, don't we all? But she really loves Bruno Mars.
he's a showman.
He's not had music for a while.
He's been doing Silk. What's it?
Silk.
Sonic. Silk Sonic.
I always say Silk City, but that's what it's called, isn't it?
With Anderson Paak.
I'm just going to, because...
Yes,
please, I'm so happy.
I'm just reaching in for the banana.
Girls, it's more for you, and shall I open more wine?
But let's make sure that her dad gets a bit of the Tupperware.
Fuck him. Honestly.
No, he's going to have a half a cake.
He won't know it happened.
And it's just there looking at you, and it's just delicious.
It's so good.
Is it? Can I just tell you a secret?
What?
So usually to make the toffee, you boil carnation condensed milk.
What did you do?
They make it ready-made now.
Do they?
Oh,
Mum, you've just faked it. No, that's very depressing.
No, it's not, because...
I feel like you did...
No, darling. Yeah, literally.
You merely liquid
all
cream.
You do...
I don't care, totally.
So, right, you just boil it in a tin and it comes out like that. What they've done is boiled it in the tin before. It's 4 hours boiling in a tin.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like 4 hours.
Actually, given the environment and using energy, I thought this was a better thing.
Okay, it was an environmental...
But actually, It's exactly what I would have done. It comes out the same. And I thought, might as well do that.
Tastes the same to me.
Are these nails done for the video?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I was what like, I'll do something really simple. Oh, I always have really ratchet nails. And
how? I mean, they're long.
They're long.
Do you think these are long?
Yeah.
You're like, these aren't long.
No, these are pretty good for me. I'm like, I'm being quite like sensible because of the horse and like tacking up the horse.
So
and I go like three,
how
four
much
times.
Do you ride a horse tomorrow?
No. I just have a horse. I ride all the time.
Wow. What's your horse called?
Gus.
Oh.
What colour?
He's grey.
Let's see.
I love greys.
No, he's so pretty.
How long have you had him?
But it's just... like a year, but it's just so time consuming getting him clean.
Do you have to do all that bit, or is that part of it? You like that bit?
If I'm there, then I do it, but if I'm not, then
somebody else. So how often do you ride? Like, try and go once a week?
3-4 times a week,
maybe. Oh, wow.
This was me and Gus on Saturday. My boyfriend took me out there.
Let's see.
Oh, wow. Does he ride too?
No. He won't even get near the horse.
Wow, babe.
Gus is such a cute guy.
Did you ride when you were little?
I rode when I was younger, and then I fell off and kind of, like, shook myself to my core because I was so fearless when I was younger. And then you sort of get to a point where you're like, oh, you know, things can happen to me. And, like, I stopped riding. And then I was like, I need to do something for me. I need to do something different. And I got dogs, and they were so helpful. And my dad was just like, I should start riding again. And then... I just fell in love with it. It's like the most therapeutic thing. You have to leave your phone off. Yeah. They're so intuitive. You have to like mentally be in an okay place to get on a horse or you're literally putting yourself in danger. So it's like that thing of being like, let me calm down. I'm turning my phone off. I'm getting on the horse. I'm focusing, learning new things. Like for a while, my self-esteem was so low. So just doing something different and progressing in it and showing myself that, wow, like, if I work hard at something or I'm committed to something, like, I'll take steps forward and just doing something different, so different to music.
Mabel, you're a wonderful woman.
Do you think?
You're inspirational, darling.
I don't know about that.
Look what you've achieved at such a young age. People look up to you.
You work hard and you're hard on yourself. You must
believe in yourself because all those little girls out there want to be Mabel, I'm telling you.
Oh.
They do.
I hope so.
Mabel, it has been such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for sharing all your wonderful food memories. I'm so thrilled for you.
But can you imagine the luck of getting a banoffee pie when that's...
Banoffee!
What? Banoffee pie!
It's like when Nigella did the microwave.
Microwave.
Banoffee.
As long as I don't have to microwave the banoffee pie. The banoffee pie.
Who has ever said banoffee? And also, look at the spelling. It's a double F.
I love it. Mabel's part of the family. There we go.
In fact, it made more sense when I realised I put coffee in the cream that it was banoffee.
Banoffee.
Okay, all right, take the mickey. When I'm gone, you'll be sad that you laughed at me.
Oh my God, it got so dark so quick.
Mother.
I have to do that, Mabel, to keep her on track.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Mabel, thank you for being on Table Manners. Before you go to go and get some sleep, do you have good table manners?
When I'm around my mother, yes.
Oh, interesting. So
I think you've got very good table manners.
The only thing my mum has ever, like, gone at us for is like not finishing our food, like being sloppy, and then my mum will literally, I'll come home still, I'm 26 years old, and I'll come home to my mum's house to eat or whatever, and you know, she'll be like, don't sit like a truck driver. You're sitting like a truck driver.
What's sitting like a truck driver?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. And I'm always like, explain to me what that is.
Mabel, thank you. Can't wait to hear more music.
Thank
me
you.
Too.
Can't wait to see you keep on thriving because you're doing so well, and I'm so happy that we got to have you on the podcast.
I'm so
before
happy to be
I even knew who you were or what you did, I downloaded that first song.
Don't Call Me Up. Which one?
Don't Call Me Up. That one. I loved it so much.
I do enjoy that too. It's good.
It's really good.
I enjoy that moment.
Such a good song.
Thank you.
I love Mabel, but I absolutely adored her stories tonight. It was so lovely having her over. She looks like a pop star mum, doesn't she? Looked at those nails and I thought, my little chewed off chipolatas.
Yeah. Well, she's doing a video tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, no, mum. She's just gorgeous and
yeah,
lovely and
beautiful.
Bright and
very
interesting.
Bright, very
and
interesting. Loves food.
Yeah, I didn't know that about her. I guess I haven't...
But I think because her mum's such a good cook and Andy Oliver's her...
Well, then there's hope for my children, eh?
Yeah.
Please.
Why, which godparent of yours loves food?
I have godparents.
Okay.
They are surrounded by you and I and Sam's spaghetti bolognese. Thank you, Mabel, for coming on the podcast. Thank you for taking a Tupperware home for your dad, who apparently didn't want to see you, and you gave him a call, and now he's coming round to your house at 9:30 at night to eat banoffee pie.
I'm sorry that you were shocked that I bought the ready... caramelised condensed
Listen,
milk.
You know what?
But
cutting
actually,
corners, respect.
Darling, that's what everybody did. You boil a tin and it's exactly the same thing.
You boil it in the tin?
In the tin.
Oh,
it's not like you make it in a kind of...
Fair enough.
Well, I think Mary Berry makes it differently. But
How
I boil
Mary
it. Oh, she does it with sugar and butter and God knows what. But my idea of banoffee pie is always to boil the condensed milk in the tin. So you put it in the whole tin in
water.
And then
it browns it.
And it just caramelises it. And that's what they do. It's ready-made now.
Well, it was delicious.
So it's a bit like...
This is not a sponsored episode for Carnation.
No, but it's a bit like Dolce de Leche.
Exactly.
Exactly the same thing.
Well, and I loved it. And the little bit of coffee. So what was it?
Did you like the coffee?
I loved
the cream?
So what...
Just
was
some
it coffee granules?
No, it's just some instant coffee that I just melted a bit.
So it's quite thick, like the consistency of it.
Well, I only put a teaspoonful of coffee... put it in water.
A little bit of water.
And then I did put a little icing sugar in just to take the bitterness off in the cream.
Mum, Bake Off is calling. No, Celebrity Bake Off. Would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because I'd feel under pressure and I'd be shouting at people and that's not a good look.
Telly.
I wished I had been able to barbecue the fish.
I
think it would have been better.
Look, I wasn't going to say in front of them because I've learnt my lesson, but I think a bit of meat would have been better with those two dishes.
She always
just saying,
has
just saying.
To say something.
Alice, what do you think?
Since you do sweet F-A, you always have to say something, don't you?
But it was very nice and very
but
garlicky.
Jessie, what would I have done? I'd had that bulgur wheat with mushrooms with salmon before.
A bit different.
But it was not quite as wet as...
I think it's the mushrooms being wet with the fish. It just was... Salmon's slightly more steaky. I'm just giving my pennies worth. My 2 pence a piece.
So could what? You cook... excuse
my
me. Instead of trying to be a pop star... Mm. On the days that we have a podcast, maybe you could cook.
Maybe I could.
And I did all those carrots. I shocked my carrots.
How did you shock your carrots?
I shocked them with ice cold water. They had to have a shock after they'd been boiled for 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Six minutes.
They were
shook. And then you had to shock them in ice cold water with ice cubes.
And on that note, I'm going home with my garlic breath and a full belly. And I may take a bit of banoffee pie.
No, it's for your brother.
Of course it is.
You've had 2 helpings. He's
no,
saving.
It wasn't for me. It was for my husband.
All right, take it.
No, it's fine.
He won't eat it anyway, because when he's on nights, he only eats cereal.
Anyway, that was really lovely evening. Absolutely love her. And she's fabulous.
Yep.
And you're quite fabulous too. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.